Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, now has a digitized criminal records management system. Stay with us to hear more. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Imagine thousands of paper-based records stacked on top of each other for over 30 years. Imagine the time it takes to record all this information, not to mention how long it would take to manually retrieve information from these records. Now, the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, as part of its modernization efforts to increase efficiency in its operations and office space, has installed an electronic criminal records database. The management system replaces the manual format of documentation at the Criminal Records Office on Duke Street in Kingston. Deputy Commissioner of Police Novelette Grant, speaking on behalf of Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams, says the electronic database represents a milestone achievement for the JCF and a revolutionary move for law enforcement in Jamaica.
As a hallmark of becoming a modern policing organization, it is important for us to provide an effective records management service that supports processes of criminal justice.
The computerized system, installed at a cost of approximately $98.1 million, enables the JCF to streamline the collation, storage, and retrieval of new and existing data for use in investigations and court hearings, among other proceedings.
The Government of Jamaica's commitment to modernization of our police force and indeed other departments and agencies of the Ministry of National Security is indeed made very clear. The computerized criminal records system is about public safety and national security. We now have a shared database with the UK that will provide real-time information for our respective jurisdictions.
State Minister for National Security, Senator Purnell Charles Jr. Funding support for the initiative came from the UK government, which also facilitated training in its use by several JCF officers.
The work that we do in the security and criminal justice sector is absolutely critical for both our countries for tackling some of the problems that affect us transnationally.
Acting British High Commissioner to Jamaica, Julia Sutherland. The database will also make it easier for the court system, both in Jamaica and the United Kingdom, to gain access to critical information.
Already, we are seeing dynamic interface between our countries in the use of this technology. ACRO has reported significant improvement times in relation to the request from Jamaica. There are also plans to build out the system for greater functionality and connectivity.
The ACRO Criminal Records Office is based in the United Kingdom and provides installation support, which will take place in two phases.
Where a person comes to the notice of the police for the first time, a new searchable electronic record can easily be created on the new database. Where a convicted offender comes to the notice of the police again, they are able to convert that person's paper criminal records onto the database as a matter of priority.
ACRO Criminal Records Office Project Executive David McKinney. The second phase will entail further development of the JCF's fingerprint database. Under this phase, over $134 million in additional financing support will be provided by the UK government's Home Office Conflict Stability and Security Fund.
This will provide timely checking of fingerprints in an electronic format, along with the ability to search and retrieve potential matches against existing criminal records held in the database.
Justice Minister DeRoy Chok welcomes the system and encouraged the JCF to utilize it effectively to keep abreast of criminals and criminal activities.
If we can properly track them and keep them under control, we would go a far way in controlling the crime problem in Jamaica.
The electronic criminals records management system will not only assist the police, but also prosecutors.
Now, by collaborating on this project, we have discovered that powerful things happen when people come together.
State Minister for National Security, Senator Purnell Charles Jr.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.